This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Chinese security forces have been spotted conducting exercises across the border with Hong Kong. Reuters' Grace Lee has more on how the United States is responding to the developments.
Earlier on Wednesday, the U.S. State Department said it was deeply concerned after reports of Chinese paramilitary forces moving close to the Hong Kong border. Satellite images showed dozens of vehicles, including what seemed to be armored personnel carriers, in the city of Shenzhen. That's fueled speculation that the military might intervene. China has called Hong Kong's protest movement near terrorism, following 2 days of intense standoffs at the city's airport. On the other hand, Trump has come under fire from Congress and elsewhere for not taking a stronger line on Hong Kong and for calling them riots that were China's matter to solve. The United States has urged Hong Kong's government to respect freedom of speech and has also issued a travel advisory urging caution when visiting the city.
Meanwhile, President Trump says a trade agreement with China could be delayed until it reaches a humane resolution with Hong Kong's pro-democracy demonstrators. He even suggested he could personally broker an agreement between Beijing and the dissidents. That report was brought to us by Reuters' Grace Lee. Stock markets in Japan fell Thursday, but not as drastically as the plummets experienced by U.S. markets a day earlier. Tokyo's Nikkei index closed down 1.2% Thursday. U.S. market futures pointed to slight gains, rebounding from Wednesday's trading that sent the Dow Jones Industrial Average, Standard & Poor's 500, and the Nasdaq all down 3%. Two medical workers affiliated with the Syrian American Medical Society were killed Wednesday in an attack in northwestern Syria. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi of India defended his controversial